Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after 800-531-3815, toll free coast to coast. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Suzanne Mulvihill is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's our good friend. Suzanne is the president of Profit Strategy. She works with companies all over the country to help them with their marketing and help them develop excellence in the way that they penetrate the market, the way they meet the marketplace, the way they deal with their customers and all the folks that they have in there in the marketplace. She's the author of Employee to Entrepreneur, The Employee's Guide to Entrepreneurial Success, and she's our good friend. Suzanne, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
It's nice to be back.
Suzanne, one of the things that I know you want to talk about today as we move into, as we move closer and closer to Christmas, to the holiday season, and I guess we're fully in it now, but you've got some ideas on how we can do some marketing, maybe some last-minute marketing for the holidays.
Absolutely. Some what I consider holiday marketing techniques where we can benefit, customers and businesses can benefit from different strategies in packaging.
All right. Give us an example.
One example is to offer samples, for the business. And that can be for a product or a service. If there's a way, just a quick example was one when I was at a chamber event and there were oranges there for, they had like little samples of oranges, and I ended up buying the oranges for a client, a whole shipment of oranges for a client.
Mm-hmm.
So samples give us a taste of what the product or service might be. For a massage therapist, it could be giving a 1 or 2 minute neck massage in the mall, while everybody is busy shopping.
That's a good idea. And one of the things that I think about a lot, Suzanne, because as you know, I used to be a full-time business consultant, and one of the things, somebody in the personal services business, other than, when you think of a massage, obviously that's business to consumer, B2C, but from a business to business standpoint, one of the things you could do is maybe if there's a customer a client that you would like to work with, but you haven't been able to work that out, maybe this would be a good time just to invite them to lunch or something.
Absolutely.
And just no heavy business discussion. Just say, hey, I just wanted to spend some time with you and say hello and let's have a meal.
Or if it's a quiet time of the year for a business, where business might slow down,
mm-hmm.
It might be a good time to offer, a 20-minute consultation at no charge.
Right.
Or just different ways to maximize that time,
mm-hmm.
Depending if a business is slow or if the business is busy. And it seems like this time of the year, there's a lot of businesses that are one or the other.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, what's another one?
Another idea is to cross-promote and in packaging in the way that the way that goods are packaged. And, again, this is a retail example, but it demonstrates just how well you can maximize your product. And Estee Lauder, for example, is a product that many people know in the cosmetics industry. Now,
mm-hmm.
cosmetics may not be a big seller during the holidays. However, perfume is. So the way they package, if you buy X dollars worth of the perfume, then you get a cosmetic package, for an additional X amount of money.
So somebody who might not yet be a cosmetic customer, but is buying perfume as a gift, might be introduced. This would be an opportunity to introduce them to the other lines at a time when they may not have done that on their own otherwise.
Absolutely, and it also benefits the sale. The customer.
Yep.
In that they get the package, and it's the gift time of the year. People are looking to spend money. I think that's really the focus.
Well, and Suzanne, just in the promotion of that stirs up excitement. That just gets things going. I mean, that just in the promotion, just sometimes you don't even have to give something away. Just in the telling of people that you're going to give
exactly.
something away, that gets people excited sometimes.
Well, and people get to know. When there's consistency in marketing, people get to know that this is something that they can they can give on a regular basis,
mm-hmm.
particularly for the business-to-consumer market.
Right.
So people are habitual, and they like to come back every year and buy, you know, buy the same product if they were happy with it.
Right.
And I think that's something very important to mention, is a lot of times companies get tired of their marketing before consumers or other businesses do.
Mm-hmm.
So very often we will change our marketing strategy or our marketing packaging when our clients are already used to and comfortable with what we already have, just because we thought, it's outdated, we're tired of it.
Right, exactly. All right, what's another one?
Another one that I really like is strategic alliances, is working with another company in the packaging of goods. What the one we just gave you in cross-promoting was all inside one company, but you can also form an alliance with other companies and package and work together. For example, I had mentioned massage therapy earlier. Massage might slow down this time of year for somebody if they live in a high, where I am in South Florida, people mm-hmm. go on vacations, etc. So if this person partners with a resort where there are a lot of people that come in that time of the year, again, it offsets his seasonality, and it also offsets theirs, where they have somebody extra come in to help out. And it's a win-win. It creates a win-win scenario.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I saw a jewelry store offer if you made a purchase, that you got a night at a bed and breakfast, at a local bed and breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And that was where two companies came together and worked that out. And it was good cross promotion and as you say, strategic alliance relationship for both of them.
Absolutely. You know, these are just it's tweaking the marketing. It's kind of the way I look at it. You know, just fine-tuning. It's kind of like when people play an instrument, when they play a violin or they play a piano, you always have to fine-tune it.
Well, the other thing I'd like to say, Suzanne, is I sort of call it baking a different kind of bread.
Mm.
You know, if you got a lot of flour and a lot of milk and eggs and the other stuff that goes into making bread, if you don't put those things together and stir them up, you don't get bread.
You're absolutely right.
You know, so these are just ingredients that you're making up into this marketing cake you're making and you're just making a different kind of a cake. I don't only have sports metaphors.
That was very good. I'm impressed.
Yeah. See, I've been working on that for a long time, ladies. Yeah, I'm not just a jock. I don't have just sports metaphors. Stand by, Suzanne. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend Suzanne Mulvihill after these messages. Stay with us, please.
Then you people call, say beware, doll. You're bound to fall. You thought they were all kidding you.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Now clearly in touch with my feminine side, and our good friend Suzanne Mulvihill, the author of Employee to Entrepreneur. Suzanne, we desperately need to know your website, please.
It's Jim, it's profit-strategies.com.
All right, profit-strategies.com. And Suzanne, can we find your book there?
You can find my book there, or Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and other major bookstores.
What if we wanted an autographed copy? Could we get one?
And then they can order it directly through me, through the website. And
yes.
I'd be happy to autograph any copies that are ordered through my website.
It's an outstanding book, folks, that I recommend to you. It's doing really well, and congratulations on that, Suzanne. What else will we find at your website?
I have, Jim, a newsletter that goes out every month with marketing tips, particularly for entrepreneurs and small business owners.
Mm-hmm.
And that's free to sign up. It's right on the homepage. And as well as my other services that are available through my business.
All right. Check that out, folks, when you get a chance. And, you know, one of the things that, Suzanne, that we want to point out is, obviously, we want business in the month of December, but this is also a month when we reach out to people and try to do something nice and thoughtful and peaceful and it engenders, you know, a good feeling among people, right? And
absolutely.
So sometimes it might be a little confusing if we don't pay attention to what we're doing. We might send the wrong message, and in terms of combining a commercial, the commercial aspect of the month with the goodwill aspect of the month. And that, we got, don't we have to be careful not to cross those things over too much?
Absolutely. Jim, because we don't really want to send a mixed message that affects our credibility, where we're commercializing the goodwill.
I got an email from somebody recently that I sort of know. I don't know them well, but I sort of know them. And it was just a fairly short little note, happy holidays. And I thought, well, isn't that nice? And then below it, not in a signature, but literally below their signature, was a paragraph that was preceded by a P.S. If you're looking for a nice gift, here, how about my book? And the person proceeded to do a paragraph on their book, and I thought, well, okay, that's the end of that good feeling.
That's exactly it, Jim, and it really comes across sending a mixed message and almost an ulterior motive. And here's, you know, greetings for the holidays, but I'm really sending you this so I can get your business.
For example, that luncheon I mentioned a minute ago with a prospective client, if all you do at that luncheon is sit there and talk about yourself, then, you know, don't do that. Save your money and don't ruin a possible future relationship. But if you go there, if you say, let's just get together and have a holiday lunch or something, then have a holiday lunch and get to know the person.
Exactly, and really focus. And I think that's a really big key there, right there, Jim, is focusing on getting to know other people. Because when we focus on the sale, we lose the connection with other people.
Right. That's right. That's exactly right. You know, another thing I'd like to ask you about, Suzanne, is obviously we want business in December. But, you know, for a lot of us, January and February can be kind of lonely months. Mm-hmm. And so shouldn't we be marketing in the month of December for the month of December with a view to how we can get these people to come back and talk to us or allow us to talk to them in January and February?
Absolutely. And that's part of, you know, maximizing this time of the year in planning. You know, there may be some ups and downs in terms of our busyness or our non-busyness with this time of the year, and really using that time to plan for the new year. You know, what's working in 2000, what worked in 2003, what do we want to do different in 2004, what strategies do we have to bring in new customers or bring back the ones that were in December mm-hmm. in January, February.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a great idea, Jim.
Well, how do we do that? Is collecting their information, I mean, we should always be trying to collect their contact information and getting permission to contact them, say, through an email marketing program or something. We should always be doing that, but isn't December especially a good time to do that?
December's especially a good time to do that. A lot of times you'll see surveys at the malls, and people are often more receptive to giving out information because it's a season of giving.
Yeah.
So there's a mindset of giving. And with that, pardon me?
Go ahead.
But there's creating a holiday survey, you know, maybe asking a few questions to the customers about when they would like to buy, or what are the products or services they would like, or but just again maximizing the opportunity that's really right there before us.
One reason why it's a good time to do it in December is because there's never another month in the year when people are more in the marketplace, when
absolutely.
They're out in your stores and walking around, and
that's absolutely correct, and they're there to buy. They're not there just to look, you know?
Exactly. Suzanne, we only got about 30 seconds. You've got a new project coming up. When does that start?
In January, I have a new radio show, actually, launching in the West Palm Beach market called The Entrepreneur Hour.
And well, I have a lot of friends down there in West Palm Beach. I'm going to have to tell them about this. What's the station it's going to be on?
It's on WBZT 1230. The station that on the dial is 12:30 a.m. from noon
right.
to 1 every Monday.
Noon to 1 on Monday. It's called Entrepreneur Hour?
The Entrepreneur Hour, correct.
Yeah, with Suzanne Mulvihill, folks. Check it out when you get a chance. That's going to start, the 1st of January?
The 5th. The first the Monday 5th, of January, which is January 5th.
The 5th of January. All right, all you folks who are listening down there in the western part, eastern part, I should say, of Florida, check it out. Thanks, Suzanne, very much for being here today.
Thanks, Jim. Happy
we'll
holidays.
We'll see you next time. Suzanne Mulvihill, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. I'll be right back. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.